Recently I watched this YouTube video. I'm really into YouTube these days. You can learn a lot from YouTube. But I was watching a YouTube video by someone who's practices Buddhism and martial arts. And they were saying how one way that you can understand Buddhism is through this concept of release, which is actually a really important concept in internal martial arts too. It's like releasing tension in your body. But I think it's very appropriate for Buddhism too, and also, surprisingly enough, for mindfulness. So how does that work with mindfulness? Well, when we sit practicing our awareness of breath in the present moment, we're working on sort of releasing our preconceived notions about ourselves, about releasing our thoughts about the future, releasing our memories about the past, and just sort of letting go of that kind of internal dialogue. So that's kind of how the sort of mental release happens. But there's also a kind of physical release too, that through sort of settling into the present moment, being aware of your body, you can become aware of tensions in your body, things that you're holding on to. And stress really is a physical thing, right, that we hold on to in our body. I've had a particularly stressful week, so I'm feeling it. So I'm looking forward to the session. I can really use this session. But also in the bigger picture, within the context of Buddhism, Buddhism is really focused on the problem of suffering, right? Which is something that we can all relate to, whether it's physical pain or psychological pain. And so, according to Buddhism, the root cause of this suffering is because we grasp onto things. We hold on to things. We want things to be the way they're not. We try to control situations that we cannot. We're all subject to sickness and old age and death. And yet we like to pretend that we're not. And so by grasping, that leads this craving that we have to be able to control and manipulate and get the things we want leads to the grasping, and that grasping leads to suffering. So the idea is that by releasing that grasping, we can let go of that craving. And then those things that are causing this mental anguish, we can release. And I think we all know that in a kind of maybe smaller everyday kind of things, where we become fixated on something or a problem or an issue. And then we can realize sometimes that, hey, that's not really such a big deal. And we just kind of let it go. And there's this kind of release that comes from that. Or if anyone's ever had any bad habits that they had to quit, or addictions, for example. I used to smoke. My parents smoked. I smoked for a while, but then I quit. And that was quite difficult at first, because the craving is still there. But once you kind of let go of that long enough, the craving goes away, and then there's this kind of freedom that comes with it once the craving is sort of lifted. So, and just on this topic, there's an interesting kind of metaphor that I heard a long time ago. I'm not entirely sure that's true. It sounds pretty good though, so I'll try it. Try it on you. Supposedly, there's a way that you can trap a monkey with a piece of fruit and just a jar. Has anyone ever heard this before? What happens is you fix the jar somewhere where it can't move, and you put the fruit in the jar. What happens is the monkey, yes, you've heard it, the monkey reaches in and grabs a hold of the fruit and then tries to get out and can't, but doesn't know to let go of the fruit to, you know, pull their hand back out. So it keeps trying to pull and can't get out, and then you catch the monkey. And so I think that's a great metaphor for grasping, in the sense that we grasp on the things and we feel trapped and we feel caught and we feel stuck, And what we need to do is just let go of that thing. And then you know, sometimes the best way to solve a problem is to realize that it's a problem that you made up. I mean, not always. There's practical reasoning and there's ways of, you know, negotiating, but there's a lot of things that we just don't have control over that we need to let go. So my idea today was that in the past we've done a kind of meditation where we breathe in, we think calm, we breathe out, we think release. And so I want to do something sort of similar to that today, where when we breathe out, we'll think release as we did before. But this time when we breathe in, I want you to try thinking about expanding and actually like focusing on this part, this hara that I talked about before, your center, you know, below your navel. And just kind of imagine that you're sort of breathing with your whole body. So that as you're breathing in, you're kind of expanding and just feel like you're from here expanding out to your body. And you can feel your joints expand and your fingers and your toes, and just really allow yourself to kind of expand and take in that breath. Let it sort of fill up your whole body. And then on the exhale, I want you to think release. So we're kind of sort of just letting it all go. And when you're breathing in, just follow that breath all the way in, all the way filling up. And then as you're exhaling, then it's releasing all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way out. And let everything, like let your muscles, you know, the good, nice posture, you can just let your muscles just hang. Let everything just hang. Let gravity just do its thing and just release it. Because one of the difficult things about release is that it's a kind of a non-doing sort of thing. Like you talk about, like if your fist is clenched, you think release, what you're really doing is you're just not clenching it anymore, right? Because the non-clenched fist is in that is naturally in that state of release. And in the same way, we kind of hold on to tension in our body often. And it's not easy just to be like try to will. You know, I get this knot in my shoulder when I get stressed. It would be lovely if we could all just go release. it goes away, but it doesn't really work that way. But one of the things we can do is in this breath, is this kind of expansion, this kind of stretching out of your limbs and your ligaments. And that actually can kind of create a little gap in there so that when we do the release, we might be able to actually let go of some of that tension. And sometimes, you know, I emphasize over and over again too that, you know, mindfulness, and this is how I was taught from my Sri Lankan teacher, is bringing this quality of gentleness to your practice. You don't want to harsh, and we spend so much time harshing on ourselves, right? We don't want to harsh on ourselves with mindfulness and use it as just something else to beat ourselves up about not being good at, right? So what we want to do is bringing that quality of gentle awareness, you know, to your body, within your body, also kind of kicks off that natural healing mechanisms in your body. Because your body has a natural intelligence, it naturally seeks health, naturally seeks balance, naturally seeks equilibrium. And so sometimes the best thing you can do is sort of just get out of its way. But you can do that, but you know, the beauty of being mindful is it's kind of like you're not really doing anything, but yet you're maintaining full awareness. And that's a kind of a radical state of consciousness in the modern world now, because we're on and we're 100% running that agenda, or we're unconscious, we're asleep, right? And it's like we can get really, like our body can reach real deep relaxation and sleep, but we're not aware of it, right? And then oftentimes we don't even get that because we carry so much tension into the night with us that, I mean, I know sometimes I wake up and I'm all stiff because I've been all, you know, tight all through the night. So by bringing that awareness to that release, it kind of brings it into the kind of, into a kind of conscious sphere where you can begin to be more aware of when there's a tension and more aware when there's release. And so just doing that and You know, so for example, sometimes when I get up during the night, and I'll be walking down the hall, and all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, wow, my shoulders are like way up here. And be like, okay, and just, you know, kind of let them down. You feel that release. But if the awareness isn't there, you'll just stay that way. And that's how stress accumulates, and that's how it becomes a real negative for our health. So should we try that? Yeah, give that a go. See how we're doing. I'll stop the...